It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. There will be a number on your screen. Please call and someone will pray for you and your needs. Our God is doing signs and wonders and miracles. And many people are blessed. So please call and someone will pray for you and your needs. Today we are going to study about the White Throne Judgment. Now this might be the last in the series. We learned up to now that after the millennium there will be White Throne Judgment. And the judgment is given to the Son, which is Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is going to judge the people. And Jesus Christ is the righteous judge. So He is not going to look at somebody's face or somebody's education, or who is small or great. He is going to judge according to the righteous judgment. In Matthew chapter 25, we see the Jesus Christ, Matthew chapter 25, we should be reading from verse 31 to 46. There we see Jesus Christ is sitting on His glorious throne. Now this throne is not only called he's a king and he's sitting on his throne, but we are talking about the judgment seat, the white throne judgment. And that throne also is glorious. When he's sitting on that throne, he said he's going to separate the sheep from the goats. The sheep, they will be at the right hand, goats will be at the left hand. Now many people are thinking, who are these sheep and goat? Some people are thinking sheep means the Israeli people and goats are Gentiles. But I don't see in the book of in our book or in the Bible. It says nations. In the nations they will be saved people and unsaved people. So the group of people we are talking about, saved people will be in the right side, the unsaved people with the left side. If you remember, Jesus Christ called us, we are the sheep, and we are going to hear His voice. Now someone would say, according to the Word of God, St. John chapter 5, verse 24, the believers will not be judged. The Word of God says, if you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will pass from death unto life, and there is no condemnation. And so we will be there, because the Word of God says, even the Saint Paul says, we will be judging even the angels. So we will be there at the right hand side of the Jesus Christ. We will not be judged, but the people will be judged who are at the left hand side. The right hand side people, you know, they will be judged according to their works. But our works are righteous in Jesus Christ, so we are not going to be judged. So here we see, when you read from verse 31 to 46, Jesus Christ sits on the throne, and then the books will be opened. Now there are so many people thinking, what kind of books? When I was young, I thought God has to have a big giant book to keep the record of all the people. But now we learn we are in 21st century. In a computer or in your laptop or even your cell phone, you can keep a lot of record. So God's system might be much more better than this, and He would have everyone's record And God has no problem to keeping the record. We have the cameras. God's cameras might be much more better than ours. So God will be keeping each and everyone's record. The people who do evil things, they will be recorded in the book. And the people who are children of God, their names will be written in the book of life. And then we read in Revelation chapter 21, verse 27, when he's talking about the entering to the kingdom of God or entering to Jerusalem, their names, the word of God says, written in the book of Lamb's book of life. So I see three books. One is the ordinary book, everybody's record is kept. One is the book of life, and one is the Lamb's book of life. Now in this chapter 25, Jesus Christ says to his the people who are at the right hand side, he said, "You are blessed of my Father, and the kingdom is prepared for you before the foundation of the world." And then he said, why? Because when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. And he says, when I was a stranger, you took me in. When I was naked, you gave me clothes. And when I was sick, you visited me or you took care of me. And so here the word of God is saying, Jesus Christ keeps the record. The word of God keeps the record what he did for him and his followers. When they said, when we did this, he said, if you did it to least one of mine, then you did it for me. Now the people are saying least one of mine means Israeli people. He is not talking about the Israeli people. If you remember, someone came to Jesus and he said, your brothers and your sisters and your mother, they are waiting for you. He says, who are my brothers and mother and sister who are listening to the word of God? So the point I'm making, whoever listens to the word of God, who are the followers of God, the kingdom of God is prepared for them. And the word of God says, this kingdom is prepared before the foundation of the world. So God has prepared the kingdom for his people. And so the left-hand side, he will do the same. He says, you are cursed one, and you are going to go to eternal hellfire. And so they say, why? And then he gives the same reason, that when I was hungry, you didn't feed me. When I was thirsty, you didn't give me water. When I was a stranger, you did not take me in. And when I was naked, you didn't clothe me. When I was sick, you did not visit me. Then they said, when? Then he says the same thing. If you did not do the list of my followers, a list of my brethren, then you didn't do it for me. Now when you say brethren, people say, oh, brethren means Jewish people. He's talking about the believers. The believers who give up everything and follow Jesus Christ. He says, if someone gives a glass of water to the minister, they will not lose their reward. So here we see Jesus Christ is telling these people, when he's sitting on his throne, judging the people, he is telling, how did you treat me and my disciples on this earth? Some people might be thinking, according to the book of Genesis chapter 12, the word of God says, he gave the promise to Abraham, if somebody blesses you, they will be blessed, and if somebody curses you, they will be cursed. That is a different story. Here we're talking about the helping the Lord Jesus Christ and his disciples and his ministry. So there will be people like right-hand side. They will be judged according to what they did. If you remember, Moses said once, when God was going to destroy the Israeli people because they worshiped the calf, when Moses went to get the commandments. And Moses starts saying, oh Lord, blot my name out of your book if you are going to destroy this book. He said, I want to die. I don't want to live. God says, I'm not going to take your name out of the book. Whoever commits sin, whoever doesn't listen to me, their name, I will take it out. So at that time, God said to Moses, I'm not going to take your name out of this book. So from that we know there is a book and the record is kept. And book of Daniel chapter 12 verses 1 and 2, Daniel also says, in the last days, the judgment day, God will going to open the book. And if somebody's name is not found in the book of life, they will be damned. They will be going to hell. But the people whose name is in the book of life, they will have everlasting life. So we see there is a book. God keeps the record. And according to the word of God, there will be different kinds of book. As I said, there is a one book. Everybody's works are written in that book. All the sinners' record is there. And there are people, they're afraid. I don't want anybody to know my sin. Some people did secret sins. Some people did horrible sins. And they don't want anybody to know their sins. Then what they should be doing? The word of God says if they confess their sins, ask God to forgiveness for their sins, and receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, their sins will be forgotten, their sins will be forgiven, there will be no record of their sins. And as I said earlier, St. John chapter 5, verse 24, it says, those people, the believers in Christ, they will be passed from death unto life, and there will be no condemnation. And Romans chapter 8, verse 1 also says, in Christ there is no condemnation. So only way you will be not judged if you confess your sins and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So here the word of God is saying, if you read in Revelation chapter 3 verse 5, he says, if you are the overcomers, I will not blot out your name from the book of life. That means God is taking somebody's name out of the book of life. We will be saying later on the next program, because God does take name out of the people, out of his book of life, if you commit sin. Because some people are saying, once you saved forever, and our name is written in a book, and our name will be there forever. Doesn't work that way. If that's the way it was, then Moses will not be saying, take my name out of the book. Same time, Revelation chapter 3 verse 5, God will not be saying, I will not blot out your name out of the book of life. That means if you commit sin, believing that, you know, God will forgive me automatically, my name is written in a book of life, it will not work that way. The word of God says in a book of Romans, it says, work out your salvation with the fear and trembling. Some people say that means you have to do something for the salvation. No. Salvation is free. Salvation comes by the grace of God. We have to receive it by faith, and then we have to stay in salvation. You stay in the Lord. You stay in the blood of Jesus Christ. You cannot commit sin and turn away from God. Book of Hebrews chapter 6 and book of Hebrews chapter 10, if you read, it says if you commit sin, you will have a punishment. And book of Second Peter, it says that if somebody backslidden, their stage will be like a dogs and a pigs. The pigs are washed and they go back to the dirt. Dog eats and vomits. He said that's the way those sinners are. If those people were walked with Paul or Peter or John, and they were believers, and if they turn away from God, why Peter has to say their stage will be like a pigs and dogs? So that's why the judgment is. Otherwise there won't be any judgment. If you are in Christ and if you stay away from Christ, there will be judgment. And so here we saw there are books, and there is book of life. And then there is a book of Lamb's book of life. Now when we see Revelation chapter 20, verse 12, it says books were opened. So there is not one book, there were many books. And so everyone's the deeds are written in the book. So when you say books, as I said, one book is the regular book, the sinner's account is written. The another book, all the Old Testament people and all the believers' name is written. And that's called the book of life. And here it says, Revelation chapter 20 verse 13, see, and the death, and wherever the sinners or anyone died, they will come out from the sea, they will come out of the grave, they will come out of the Hades, and they will be judged according to what they have done. And then they will be, some of them will be going to the lake of fire, and some of them will be getting eternal life. But as I said, the believers do not have a judgment. And the Revelation chapter 20, the word of God says, all this death and the Hades and all the sinners, they will be cast into the lake of fire. Now, as I said earlier, people do not know where the hell is and where the lake of fire is. Lake of fire he has prepared somewhere outer space. It is not on this earth. Why? Because Revelation chapter 21, it says, this earth and this sea and everything in it, it will disappear, it will go away, and you will not have record of it. You will not even remember. And so the hell, it says the hell, the Hades and the sea, the people who are dead, they will be cast into the lake of fire after the judgment. So the lake of fire is a different place. It is not on this earth. This earthly hell is just for the short period of time, just like somebody is putting in a jail, and after the judgment they go for their punishment. And so here we see Revelation chapter 20 verse 15, it says, if your name is not found in the book of life, those people will be cast out in the lake of fire. So there is a lake of fire prepared for the devil and his followers, as we read in Matthew chapter 25. The hell or the lake of fire is not prepared for the believers. The lake of fire is prepared for the devil and his followers. And if somebody wants to follow the teaching of devil or follow the devil and his activities, they will be judged and they will be cast into the lake of fire. As we learned earlier, when time of Armageddon or the last war, Jesus Christ comes, get hold of this Antichrist and false prophet, and puts him in the lake of fire. And then after the final war, when the devil will be cast also into the lake of fire. So you see, devil, Antichrist, false prophet, and all the fallen angels will be going into the lake of fire. So the lake of fire is not on earth. This earthly hell is for temporarily. They will be taken out of this hell and put it in the lake of fire. So what I'm trying to say, there are three books. One book, everybody's record is there. One book is the book of life, and the people who are not going to go to hell, their names will be in the book of life. If their name is not found in the book of life, all other people will be cast into the lake of fire. And then the Revelation chapter 21 verse 27, as I said, if you read carefully, in that chapter is talking about who are the people are going to go to New Jerusalem. Now the New Jerusalem is the place of kingdom. When you talk about the whole heaven, in heaven there are several places. Just like in hell also, we learn different places, you know, severe punishment, a little punishment, but for eternity. It's not for little punishment and you taken out of the hell. Once you go to hell, there is no way out. So in heaven also, there are several places. Jesus Christ said to this thief, today you will be with me in paradise. Jesus never promised to the thief on the cross, you will be with me in Jerusalem and on the throne where the thrones are set, you'll be sitting with me at my right hand side. That promise was not given to the thief. And so, who is going and sitting at the right hand of Jesus Christ is very simple, the bride of Christ. As we read in the Word of God, wherever the bridegroom is, bride follows. And so where the bridegroom is sitting to sit the judge or doing the judgment, all these apostles, bride will be sitting at his right hand side. So you can see those people's name are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So people do not know these things and they think everything is same. Old Testament people, New Testament people, a thief or a saved people, everybody will be in the one compartment. It's not going to be like that. Because God knows, Jesus Christ said to his disciples, if you remember, St. John chapter 14, what did he say? In my Father's house, there are many mansions. There are already mansions. There are already places. But he says, I am going to go and prepare a place for you. And what was that place? We know that place is for the bride and it's called the New Jerusalem. And so we cannot say everybody going to the place where the bride will be. So this is not my subject today. Someday we will be learning in details. But today we are talking about there will be books be opening. One book is a general book, everybody's name is written. Another book is Book of Life. And if your name is not found in that Book of Life, they will be going to eternal hellfire, that is the lake of fire. And so here we see, we have everything written in the Bible, but we want to study them and study the book and understand the book. When you have time, go to the Matthew chapter 25 and start reading from verse 31 to 46. You will understand that how God is going to judge the people. Before that, if you remember, we studied how God is going to judge everyone according to the book of Romans chapter 2. So the point I'm making, my time is almost gone, but let me tell you, there are books. And if your name is written in the ordinary book and you're going to be judged, and if you confess your sins and Lord, I don't want to go to hellfire. I don't want to go to lake of fire. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood and take me out of that book and put my name in the book of life. He will do it because it doesn't, if you have a computer and if you made a mistake or if you wrote something and you want to change it, you can change it easily. And so God has a better computer, better system. Once your name is taken out of the ordinary book, he can put your name in the book of life or Lamb's book of life. So it is in the hand of God. But he will do according to what you do. If you trust in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there will be no punishment, there will be no hell. It's a blessed thing. That's why I'm coming and telling you, this is the time we are in the grace period. Once the grace period is over, and once the Lord Jesus Christ sitting on the throne, there is no mercy. There is no lawyer. There is no mediator. Jesus Christ will be the righteous judge, and once the judgment is done and the people putting in a hell, there is no way out. So this is the good time, the time of grace. You should say, Lord Jesus, please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Lord Jesus, forgive all my sins and write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I want to be with you forever. I want to rule with you forever. Lord Jesus, help me and give me grace to be with you in eternal kingdom for the glory of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. and amen. If you pray this prayer, our God is a prayer answering God. As I said earlier, you might be very horrible sinner, a murderer, a killer, a prostitute, or a drug dealer, or any other things you did, horrible things. And sometimes you think that God is not going to forgive me and eternal hellfire is waiting for me. As long as you are alive, even though you are deathbed and you are breathing, or even though you are in coma, you pray and ask God to forgive your sins. He will forgive your sins. The lake of fire is a horrible place that will be for eternity. So we don't want to go to eternal hellfire. God has prepared the kingdom, he says, before the foundation of the world. Ephesians chapter 1, he says, God has chosen us before the foundation of the world. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, he says, God has prepared and chosen us that we should do good things, good work in Christ. We cannot do anything good without Christ. So God has given us grace. Receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You will be never be the same. Jesus Christ loves you. His hands are spread and he says, oh, heavy laden, come unto me and I will give you the rest. Jesus Christ is waiting. He said, I'm knocking at the door. If anybody opens the door, I will come in. So he is opening the door for you. I'm going to pray for you. You already prayed the prayer. I'm going to pray that you and your family will be blessed. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for each and every listener. Give them grace. They have given their life to Jesus Christ. Let them know they and their household will be saved, healed, delivered, and set free. Bless them, O Lord, and use them mightily for the glory of God. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done. Now, we will be learning more in the next session, but I'm trying to tell you, please tell somebody and listen to this program. Now, may God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen. And amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.